Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, February 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Derek Price with Leadership Hunt County. Birthdays, Norman Rockwell, the illustrator of life in the American heartland. Born on this day in 1894, Rockwell once described his first experience as a 15-year-old in a life drawing class.
It was a big, handsome, sort of a Brunhilde type, very large, buxom woman posing. She was laying on her side, a sort of a, reclining Venus. And when my turn came to take the seat, I was way down at her feet. And for 2 weeks, I sat and looked at the soles of her feet. So that may explain why I've never been much of a Casanova.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing. Oh boy,
oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy,
oh boy,
the whole world can see that you.
On this day in history, Don McLean called it the day the music died. February 3rd, 1959, Buddy Holly, 22 years old, killed in a plane crash in an Iowa cornfield.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. Cause of the crash was due to inclement weather conditions. Details upcoming from Action Central News.
This day in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, authorizing the federal government to impose and collect the income tax. At the top of the charts, 1960, Johnny Preston and Running Bear.
Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
On the KETR events calendar, the Greenville LDS Church holds a sweetheart dinner Friday night to help send its young women to girls' camp this year by treating you and your sweetie to a night out. The event includes dinner, a silent auction, games, and music. Tickets for the dinner are $7.50 per person or $15 per couple. VIP tables are $20 per couple. The Sweetheart Dinner Fundraiser at the Greenville LDS Church Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Leadership Hunt County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, Derek, we do this every morning about this time. If you would persuade, you must appeal to interest rather than intellect. This is from Benjamin Franklin, the great Benjamin Franklin. And, of course, the advertising folks have known this for a long time, appeal to interest rather than intellect.
Sell the sizzle.
If you would persuade. Well, we're going to be talking with Derek about a project that will change the appearance of downtown Greenville in a major way. And this is called, the overall project is called Hunt County Public Art. But here in particular, we're talking about downtown Greenville. So tell me about it.
Well, this idea started with the Leadership Hunt County program and also some people in Keep Greenville Beautiful that they've talked about wanting to do murals in downtown Greenville. But they had never gotten around to actually getting the resources or the time and buckling down and getting these ideas into place. So we decided it's time to do something about this. And what happened was there was a local artist, Kathy Smithy, and they commissioned her to come up with an idea for what we could do with the side of the Armstrong Appliance Building. And this is the building, if you're going over the bridge on Johnson Street toward downtown Greenville, you get right there to the courthouse square, right across from my sister's closet, and there's this great big green wall with peeling paint on it, so not the most attractive thing right now. And what we want to do with that is a big public art installation, not just a mural. A mural is a part of it. The entire giant wall is going to be covered with paint with this kind of abstract style, geometric design, real bright colors. But in addition to the paint, it's also going to have a life-size historic figure of a flaming flash. It's going to have 3D sculpture that's backlit at night. It's going to have lots of cool things. One of my favorite parts about it, it's going to have a 4-foot by 8-foot section that can be changed out with art all the time.
Now, for people that have not been around Greenville or this area for a long time, the Flaming Flash refers to the Greenville High School drill team, which is the original drill team, I understand. That is.
Yeah,
it's under the leadership of Gussie Nell Davis.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gussie Nell Davis is one of these great characters in Texas history. And I actually grew up in Kilgore, so she's a celebrity there. But what Gussie Nell did here in Greenville became the template for the Kilgore Rangerettes and influenced all these high-kicking dancing groups all over the country, from the Rockettes in New York to the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And it just really revolutionized and created a whole new style of dance that didn't exist. And that started right here in Hunt County at Greenville High School.
What a story. We're talking with Derek Price, who is with Leadership Hunt County, about a public art project which is starting up in downtown Greenville. Now, there is an event coming up very soon in which people can participate and they can get involved in this and make a major contribution.
Yeah, we're doing a big event at Landon Winery. It's going to be 6:30 Saturday, February 8th. And this kind of project, it takes a lot of money to do it right. This is not the kind of thing we want to do halfway. We also want it to last. We're thinking at least 10 years, which means you've got to prepare the surface of the wall. We want to put rain caps on the top of the wall so the rain won't drip on the art itself, and a lot of thought goes into that. So we're thinking the total cost on the project is going to be somewhere around $20,000 to pull it off. And if you want to support this and believe in art in Hunt County and art in the community, we're doing this event at Landon Winery, and you can purchase tickets to go to that. We're going to have a live auction, entertainment, wine tasting, so lots of really cool things.
And you said people can make a contribution in the form of an item to be auctioned.
Absolutely. If you've got an item that you would like to donate to this, you could bring it to the Greenville Chamber of Commerce until 4:30 on Thursday, and that can be in our auction and help raise funds for it.
And then otherwise, people buy tickets to this event on Saturday evening at Landon Winery.
Exactly. Tickets are $50, and you can purchase them online at HuntCountyPublicArt.com. They're also available at a lot of different places around the area. They're at the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Alliance Bank in Greenville and Commerce, Commerce City Hall, Landon Winery, the Herald Banner. So wanted to make it real convenient for people.
Now, you were saying also, because this is Hunt County Public Art, that after this project gets off the ground in Greenville, you may do similar projects in Commerce and other cities around Hunt County.
Absolutely. The idea is to do something bigger than one project. It's something we can carry on to other places and fund art in different places going on. So we've got some great ideas with this first project, but we really see it going beyond Greenville and beyond just this one installation. You know, I used to be the editor over at the Herald Banner.
Right.
Quit my job a little over a year ago, and one of the pluses of being self-employed is I've been able to have the time to actually travel different places and see different communities more than in the past. One of the things I've noticed, when you look at when communities are coming back and they're bringing their downtown area back to life, one of the big parts of that is usually public art.
Again, that event is February 8th, Saturday night, 6:30 at Landon Winery in downtown Greenville. If you'd like to learn more about it, HuntCountyPublicArt.com. Derek Price, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks so much.
Great. Derek Price, everybody. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.